Welcome to the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to NBC News, a teenage gunman opened fire at a Southern California high school Thursday morning, killing two students and wounding three others before shooting himself in the head, officials said. The suspect, whom authorities described as an Asian male and who turned 16 on Thursday, was in grave condition at a hospital, LA County authorities said. Multiple law enforcement sources told NBC News the suspected shooter was identified as 16-year-old Nathaniel Tenosuke Burhau. The students who died were a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. All of the victims and the suspect attended Sagas High School in Santa Clarita. Three other students, two girls, aged 14 and 15, and a 14-year-old boy, were also shot in the school's quad before classes began on Thursday, officials said. I hate to have Sagas be added to the names of Columbine, Parkland, Sandy Hook, but it's a reality that affects us all throughout the nation. Something we're going to have to deal with, LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said at a news conference after finding out that the second student had died. First responders arrived at the school within 2 minutes of the initial report of the shooting, just after 7:30 a.m., Villanueva said. A .45 semi-automatic pistol with no bullets left in it was recovered from the scene, and investigators were obtaining a search warrant for the suspect's home. They were also interviewing his girlfriend and his mother. Investigators said they believed the shooter acted alone and had not determined a motive yet. Authorities searched for the suspect after the shooting, not immediately realizing that he was one of the six people wounded. Second, according to CBN News, the American Bible Society has given away 6,000 Bibles around the world to Kanye West fans in less than 2 weeks for free. After the rapper released his new album, Jesus is King, the society saw a large spike in Google searches, like what does Kanye believe? The album hit number one across the major music genres, with each song landing in Billboard's Hot 100. Kanye has rocked the entertainment world by openly sharing his radical faith transformation and helping to lead thousands to Christ in the process. The American Bible Society promised to send a free Bible to any curious Kanye fan that wanted to learn more about his decision to follow Christ. At first, the offer was for 1,000 free Bibles until October 30th, but the demand was so strong, the society has extended the offer until November 22nd. Third, according to USA Today, the roommate of a Clark Atlanta University student whose body was found in a local park was being held without bail Sunday after her arrest on a murder charge, along with the roommate's boyfriend. Alexis Crawford, age 21, was reported missing on November 1st, 5 days after she filed a police report accusing her roommate's boyfriend of what Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields described as unwanted kissing and touching. Crawford's roommate Jordan Jones and Jones' boyfriend Baron Brantley, both also age 21, faced charges of malice murder. Malice murder involves deliberate intent and is punishable by death or by imprisonment for life, with or without parole. Shields said one of the suspects let investigators see the body on Friday. The medical examiner listed the cause of Crawford's death as asphyxiation. Investigators were working to determine the motive for the killing, Shields said. Both suspects were in custody Sunday, Fulton County Jail records show. Fourth, according to the Christian Post, a popular conservative YouTube channel has posted a widely watched video featuring students at the University of California, Berkeley, answering how many genders they believe exist. Will Witt of PragerU recently visited the UC Berkeley campus and asked multiple students on camera questions about how many genders there are, and if it was okay for men to use the same bathrooms and locker rooms as women. Infinite, answered the first student in the video, adding that she believed you can't put things in boundaries, you can define yourself as whatever you want. Other students responded by saying there was a spectrum of genders. 5, 6 maybe, I cannot tell you, in like 70C plus or something. While many of the respondents struggle to name genders other than male and female, the student who said around 72 provided several terms. Their gender, cisgender, agender, cis woman, cis man, and non-binary slash other, she replied, admitting that she cannot name all 72 genders that she believed existed. For more incredulous responses, you can watch the full video on YouTube. Last year, a UC Berkeley student senator faced demands that she resign from student government because she refused to vote for a resolution denouncing the Trump administration's proposed rule on Title IX, clarifying that gender is a biological identity determined at birth. Fifth, according to the Christian Post, former Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles said he has grown spiritually while recovering from an injury and rejects the prosperity gospel. Foles has been sitting out for nearly 2 months after suffering a clavicle injury in his first game as the starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. An outspoken Christian who hopes to one day become a pastor after he hangs up his cleats, he spoke to reporters on Wednesday as he is anticipated to make his return to game action this Sunday for the first time since he broke his collarbone in the first week of the season. Considering that Foles' signing with the Jaguars was supposed to be his first real shot in years to be a true starting quarterback after sitting behind Carson Wentz on the Philadelphia Eagles' depth chart, he was asked if his faith was tested at all because of the unfortunate injury. Right when I felt this thing break and I was going into the locker room, I just realized that this wasn't exactly what I was thinking when I came to Jacksonville. Obviously, you come here and you want to create a culture and impact people, he said at the beginning of a long-winded answer to the question. But at the end of the day, I said, God, if this is the journey that you want me to go on, I'm going to glorify you in every action, good or bad. Although going down with an injury that kept him out for over half of the season was not an ideal situation for Foles, he explained that he could still find joy in an injury. People can hear that and say, that is crazy, he said. But when you believe in Jesus and you go out there and you play, that changes your heart. You only understand it when you have that purpose in your life, just like when I hoisted the Lombardi Trophy. The reason I am smiling is because my faith is in Christ. Foles stressed that faith in Christ is not all about prosperity. I don't believe in the prosperity gospel, he stated. I believe that if you read the Word of God and you understand it, there are trials along the way, but they equip your heart to be who you are. Sixth, according to the Christian Post, Christian hip-hop pioneer KJ52, whose real name is Jonah Kirsten Sorrentino, took to Instagram this month to share a list of reasons of why he's hanging up his rap hat. To date, Sorrentino has listed 6 reasons on the social media platform explaining why it makes sense for him to end his KJ52 brand. He shared a different reason every few days. Many of you have asked why this is the last KJ52 album and book. The reality, whether we like to admit it or not, is that ageism reigns supreme in CHH, or Christian hip-hop. There isn't a place to grow old gracefully from a touring perspective. I've been told in so many words that I'm too old, or have been around too long to get the slots anymore, he shared as reason number one. Sorrentino said his core fanbase has helped fund his last 4 indie projects, but its touring opportunities have not been the same. CHH doesn't honor its pioneers from a touring perspective, he said. There's no legacy touring acts in the genre, sad to say. People can say they want it, but it comes down to the handful of gatekeepers, both black and white, that control whether it happens or not. The Tampa, Florida resident will be producing one final KJ52 album and tour, and book, but assured his fans he will continue making music that glorifies God and reaches people during this next season in his life. He said his end goal is to transition from road life to full-time church ministry after 20 years as a performer. The father of three is naming his final KJ52 book and album, Victory Lap. Seventh and finally today, according to NBC News, rapper Lil Reese was hospitalized in critical condition after he was shot in the neck at an intersection in a Chicago suburb. Country Club Hills police responded at 2:30 p.m. Monday to reports of a gunshot victim in the nearby city of Markham, about 25 miles south of Chicago, according to a statement from police. When officers arrived, they found a car that had fresh blood on the driver's seat and blood on the ground next to it. Witnesses told police that a man had taken a gunshot victim to the hospital, and officers found the man in the emergency room of the nearby Advocate South Suburban Hospital. He was transferred to the Advocate Christ Medical Center closer to Chicago, according to Country Club Hills Police. Officials at the medical center told the Associated Press that the wounded man is Tavares Taylor, who is known as Lil Reese. They said he was in critical condition upon arrival. Lil Reese, age 26, became known after collaborating with artists such as Chief Keef and Fredo Santana. Police said the shooting is under investigation and have not said whether they have identified a suspect. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.